Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us today. Today is Monday, I think it's March 16th. It's going by so fast. So anyway, we are so thrilled to have Hicks with us today. And I'm going to tell you guys a little bit about our special guests. Hicks is an accomplished songwriter from the south of Sweden, with multiple gold and platinum records to his credit. His Rock Edge songs have been recorded by artists like Jimmy Jameson, Giant, Bobby Kimball, Little River Band, goes on and on, it's amazing, Grammy-nominated Toby Hitchcock, and Grammy winner Barbados. He's also written a lot of other songs, and I know that he has a huge hit single right now out called Mama's Kitchen. So we're going to see if we can get Hicks on the line and welcome our good friend back. Well, hello, Hicks. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And finally, we made it.
Finally, we connected. I know.
Yeah, finally.
Yay,
how are
I
you?
Can hear you loud and clear.
Good.
I'm doing just
so
fine.
How you doing?
Here. How are you? I'm excellent.
I'm good, thank you. Yeah, it's great. I just got back from Nashville. So I'm back in Sweden now. I had a great week in Nashville. That was just amazing.
Oh, my gosh. Well, awesome. Well, tell me about that. Tell me what you did and all this fun stuff and where you performed.
No, I didn't perform, but I was invited to three different award shows, the Nashville Universe Award Show, Music Row Award Show, and IMN Award Show. And I wrote two new songs with one of my country heroes, Mr. Steve Wariner, and that was just amazing.
Oh,
the best co-write session I ever been in. It was so easy, effortless. We were laughing, having a good time. It was just, he's just such a sweet, sweet guy, one of the nicest guys in the music industry. And we wrote two great songs. I couldn't believe it. It was just pinch me in the arm moment. This is really happening. And then I did some TV shows and I did some radio interviews. So it was a hectic week, but it was really fun, really fun.
You know, isn't that just so nice when you have a plan or a goal and you get there and everything is just flawless and it just works and the dots are connected?
Yeah, and it's like I'm on the ride of my life because everything is just falling into place by itself. I mean, I work hard, I'm focused, but it's like all the stars are aligning, God is there, universe is there, and I am just being pushed forward, it feels like. This is just crazy. I can't describe it, really, what's going on. It's really taken a life of its own.
You know, it's your time. I mean, I say this to a lot of artists that I talk to all the time, and you just get to that one place that's like the best place you've ever been, and you're just there, and you're enjoying the moment.
True. So true. And I think that's what it's about, like enjoying the moment. Because then God and universe says, wow, you're having a good time. Here's more. We're still having a good time. Here's
more. Exactly, exactly. And you're doing the right things and you're doing things that you never even thought was really possible. You know, like you just said, you come all the way to Nashville, which is not just around the corner for you, and you get here. I'm sure that was exhausting in and of itself, right? And to get here and just to have everything just click and work and be able to go home and just say to yourself, my God, that was just so successful and so cool.
Yeah, best experience ever. And so I've been a lot to Nashville, but this last time, that was the best trip ever. It was just amazing. I'm blessed. I am really, really blessed.
I am so happy for you because you just deserve all things good, and I truly mean that.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. This is just so nice to hear. You're always so positive and always so upbeat, and I've just always liked you from day one, and, of course, your music. And, you know, you just inspire so many people.
Well,
you know,
I hope
it's only
so
like 11 o'clock here in the morning for me, and I was thinking, you know, You've just inspired me to go and make it just a better day than I was hoping it was going to be.
Mission accomplished.
Absolutely,
no, that is actually,
absolutely.
That is actually one of my missions. Just do your thing and go out there and just be who you are and let others see what you're doing, and hopefully it will rub off on them. They say, they can look at me and say, wow, look at him, what he's doing. He did it. He seems to have a good time. I want that.
Exactly.
Because I think that's the best way to do it. You can sit and preach and tell everybody you should do this or you should do that or don't do that. But the best way to do it is do it. And because I think that's
right.
The best inspiration of all.
You know it is. And then to see you becoming more successful and more successful and truly, truly, truly enjoying what you're doing.
One of the songs I wrote with Steve Wariner, we call it Stomp a Little Louder. And it is about that. We finished the chorus with, the only way to win, go on and do your own thing. Because we wanted
that.
To write something positive, we wanted to write something inspirational, and we were just blown away when the song was done. It was just like, wow. Did we just write that? Yeah, we did. Wow.
I can hardly wait to hear it. Oh, my gosh.
It's going to be
amazing.
One of the singles for sure. Both songs are going to be singles, so because they are just amazing songs.
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait till it all comes together and you tell me, wow, it's coming out next week, you know?
Yeah, I will holler. I promise.
Oh my gosh, that's just fantastic. You just sound so excited, and oh my gosh, that's so awesome.
So what have you been up to?
You know, I'm just kind of going into spring and enjoying my life and having fun, and not much really. It was a very mild winter here in Seattle. It was extremely mild, so that was nice, and we're just getting into spring right now. And just getting the yards ready and the lawns and my flowers and my garden and all that kind of stuff that I look forward to every year. So I'm kind of quiet, you know.
Yeah, but that's
nice.
All good. I mean, yeah.
Yes.
I mean, we need to have those moments as well, just to kick back, relax, and build up the energy and then just go out there.
Exactly, exactly. So tell me about Mama's Kitchen. I'm hearing that you're just blowing the music world literally out of the water.
Yeah, that's another amazing thing. I mean, that song is the song that started it all for me. And now it's still doing so many amazing things. I mean, it's the fourth week. It's number one. Over at the All Wire, and over the most watched country videos, and it's been the most watched country video for 4 weeks. I mean, how cool is that?
That is huge.
It's huge. I can't believe it, and it's climbing the charts. I get reports from my manager Michael Stover, and it was number 8 in Japan, and it's.
Wow.
On New Music Weekly, it's top 10, and it's starting to climb on Music World charts. So it's just, wow. I can't believe it. And it's number 7 in UK. Well, thank you.
Wow.
Thank you very much. Sometimes it's hard to digest it all, to wrap my head around it, to understand it, because it's happening in UK, it's happening in the United States, it's happening in Asia, and I'm here in Sweden. I don't see it. So it was so cool to go back to Nashville now and to see what's going on, to see what's really happening, because when I was in Nashville, I kind of understood it. I was, oh, yeah, it's really happening. It's happening, yeah. So that was a good thing. And same thing when I played in London last year. That was also amazing because then you get to meet the fans and you get to meet people in the music industry over there, the radio people, and then it's just like, oh, okay, so you're the ones who's playing my song, you're the ones who listen to it. Ah, great.
Wow, that is incredible.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I'm having the time of my life.
As well you should be. I know how hard you've worked, and I know Mama's Kitchen, are you 4 weeks in a row? That's just amazing.
It is. I mean, wow. I don't know what to say. I'm
right?
Speechless sometimes. It's just like, wow. Am I going to celebrate again?
I have to pinch myself,
I'm celebrating
right?
a lot. Yeah.
As well you should be. I mean, that's just huge, you know?
It is, and it's
that's
so cool.
That's a great
and I'm
song,
telling,
by the way.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm glad you liked it. I'm telling the kids because the kids are in the video with their friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell them that, guys, you know what? We're still number one over the most watched videos. And they look at me and say, uh-huh. And then they keep on doing what they're doing. They don't care. And I think that is... That's cool. It keeps you grounded in a way. And
yeah.
They're not impressed at all. I said, you're in the video. People are watching you. Yeah, so I think, yeah.
Oh, my
cool.
gosh. I know. It's not like when we were growing up. You know, things were so different, right? Everything is at the young people's fingertips, and it's just kind of
yeah.
so different.
Yeah, oh, yeah. They're more concerned what. Yeah, they're more concerned with the video games, and they're going to train soccer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and as they should be. I think that is that's kind of cool. Yeah.
It is. Wow, that's just so awesome. So what are your plans for this year?
The plans are I'm working on a UK tour. I've been asked to join a big circus with the artists from the United States and Canada and Scotland. We're going to do a big country tour. They haven't come back with any dates yet. I've been contacted by a big promoter in UK, and I met them when I was in Nashville. So it's going to happen this spring. I think they are looking at May. They were first looking at March, but... Then it grew and became this big thing, and so I think they are looking at May now. And so and then of course I'm recording all the new songs I've been writing. We're going to do that, and I'm also working on a TV show over here. I'm writing the script for it right now, and it's going to be a lot of country music in it. So we're going to shoot the pilot this fall.
Oh, my gosh. You are totally – that's
yeah.
that's huge.
Yeah, I'm working. I have all these ideas, and I'm just thinking right now, well, why don't you do it? Yeah, why don't I?
Exactly. Exactly.
I
can't imagine sitting down and being able to do something like that. I just think that just takes so much talent and focus and – I'm always amazed when people can just say, yeah, I'm just writing a pilot or I'm writing a new song. You know, to people who have never done that, it just seems like, wow, that must be just so intense and difficult.
Well, it's a
and
lot.
Then you guys come out with these amazing tunes.
No, it's not difficult. It's just, I think it's just about doing it. It doesn't matter if you've never done it before. And I don't expect to be a pro at it. I do it the way I do it, to the best of my knowledge, and then I have to present it to people who's going to help me and finish it up and do it the right way. But somebody's got to start, and it's my idea, so I am working on it now, and then I'm going to take it. I introduced the idea to a friend of mine who writes scripts, and he's done some TV shows, and I told him about the idea, and he just said, wow, sounds like a very cool show. Write it down, and I step in when you have something more presentable. Yeah, sure. So,
that is so awesome.
Just do it.
Boy,
that's
you have a lot going on. This is fabulous, Hicks. My goodness.
Yeah, I do have a lot going on, but I like that.
Yeah.
When you have a lot going on, because it feels like more energy feeds more energy. And it's just like
exactly the positive energy just
grows.
Keeps coming, and
yeah.
like we talked about, your stars are aligned right now, you know, and you're just soaking it in and enjoying every moment as you should be.
Yeah, so having a good time.
That is so great. So you'll be coming back over to the States then?
Yes, I will. Hopefully, great. I'll be back already in April. But I talked about the same promoters that want to do the UK thing. They want to do a Tennessee, Alabama, Kentucky tour with me somewhere around September, October.
Fabulous.
So I'm looking forward to that too, because I really want to go out there and play live. I haven't done that in a while and I really miss it. But I've been so focused writing and recording and just I want to make the album the best country album ever. And so I'm listening to all the songs we have and I'm listening to the new ones and I'm thinking, well, that one has to go and we take that one. And there's a lot of artists that approach me now and they want songs for their albums as well. So, and that's very flattering.
Wow.
I don't have the time to write to everybody. It's just like, I want to, but there's not enough hours.
Right. There's only so many hours in a day, right?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Do you get nervous when you're about to go on stage?
No, I don't think so. I don't feel nervous, but people who know me might say maybe I am. I get very focused, though. I just go through the set in my head, and then I gather the band, and we just start singing along, pepping each other, and just, yeah, let's go out there and... And
let's do this, right? Oh, that must be just exhilarating.
It is, and we're having such a good time on stage. We throw a big party, and we invite everybody to that party. Because live, it's a lot of energy. I mean, we are 8 guys in the band, and everybody in the band are crazy one way or another. It's just like, it's a fun show to watch.
I would love to come see one of your shows. If you ever come out to the West Coast, let me know.
I will.
I'd be there in a hot minute. That is so cool. So you're still living in Sweden?
Still living
Any
in Sweden.
Any plans to relocate here at all, Hicks?
Oh, yeah. I'm seriously thinking about it. But it's hard. I mean, I have 2 kids. They're 9 and 10, and they are in school here. And not right now. I have to go back and forth so they can grow up here, because it's a little different school system we have here in Sweden compared to U.S. And it's and we have a totally different social structure than you have in the United States as well.
So, okay.
Yeah, our school system, it's free. Even the best schools are free. We have private schools here that you pay for, but you don't pay that much. If you want really great schools in America, you have to pay a lot. And we don't have that in Sweden. Yeah. So,
how interesting.
Yeah, so the education here is... I won't say that it's better, but it's easier to get a good education here. So we are funding all that with taxes and stuff. So,
is that right? Wow.
Yeah.
So I could see where you definitely want to stay there and make sure your children get the best education, you know.
Absolutely.
And it's like you said, it's so much easier. So absolutely. So you know what? They'll be teenagers before you even know it. Time just flies by.
I know. I mean, like I said, they're already 9 and 10. It's just like, what happened?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. I know. When I opened the show, I was like, well, is it the 16th or the 17th? I know March is just flying by again.
Yeah, it
it's
is.
Crazy, it's crazy, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, you just have a lot going on, Hicks, and it's just so exciting. And I just want to say congratulations to you. You just have such an incredible talent, and the stars are aligned for you right now. It's fantastic.
They are, and thank you so much. Yeah, thank you so much.
Oh my gosh.
I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying it.
As well, you definitely should be. That is just so much fun. And 2015 is going to be starting out really, really, really good for you. 4 weeks, number one.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And like you said, you're doing a lot of writing and some TV we might have to look forward to. That's really cool, too.
Yeah, I really have high hopes for that TV show because it's a cool idea. And
mm-hmm.
and it contains a lot of country music. And I don't think
Excellent.
Nobody's ever done it like that before. So hopefully I can bring something new to the table. Hopefully. We'll see.
Oh, my God.
Or maybe people will just laugh at it.
I have a good feeling about this because things are going so well for you. And I have a feeling it's going to be a success.
I hope so. Or maybe people would just laugh at it. And you never know. You never know. But
you never know, you know.
No.
But
can't
you're
take
doing
it, for granted,
it. That's the most important thing.
And exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That's the main thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just go out there and do it.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, my gosh, Hicks, I'm so glad we were able to connect today. I know it took a couple of weeks with stuff going on with both of us, but I'm so happy to talk to you today, and I'm just so excited for you.
Well, thank you, and right back at you. Finally.
Hey, I know, right? Well, keep us posted. If you'd like to let our audience know where they can find you online, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, you find me on hickscountry.com, and there are links to my all my other social media. So hickscountry.com.
Perfect. And I know that you will come back again and let us know what's going on. And I'm super interested in your TV show. I want to hear all about that when the time comes, of course. But keep us posted, and good luck with everything. You're just doing a fabulous job,
you
and your
so
work
much.
Is just beautiful, Hicks. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. And thank you so much for having me on your show. I really appreciate it.
Oh, my God. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. Everybody just loves you, and, you know, you're just moving right up there, my friend. So you take care and have a great week ahead.
Thank you. And right back at you. Okay.
Thank you so much, Hicks.
Bye-bye.
Thanks again.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you. So that was Hicks, everyone. We've talked about where you can find him. So it's hickscountry.com, and he's on Facebook, Twitter. Check out his videos, and definitely check out Mama's Kitchen. It's a really, really good tune, and he's just one of the nicest people I've ever talked to and really, really talented. So thank you, Hicks. Thank you, Michael Stover. You're the best, and we will talk with everybody again soon. I hope everybody has a great week. Thanks again for joining us. Bye for now.